From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Living Truth program. And truly, 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 I do thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. This program has been on the air 5 days a week, ever since 1989, and we are dedicating this program, we have dedicated this program, and we do dedicate this program to the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God. A program that does not have a lot of bells and whistles, but a program that does have the thrill of the studying of the Scripture, God's Holy Word. And yesterday, we turned to Titus chapter 2 and verse 13, and I spoke with you about the second coming of Christ, and emphasized the fact that God's grace that appeared unto us in providing salvation for us teaches us how to live the godly life, but also teaches us how to focus on the second coming of Christ. I would encourage you to take some time today to read Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. But there in verse 13, it says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I mentioned yesterday that the blessed hope is the rapture, when Christ will come in the clouds of the air to take us home to be with Him. And the glorious appearing will occur at the end of the great tribulation, when Jesus Christ comes to establish His kingdom on earth, and that's described in Revelation chapter 19. But it tells us here that we are to be looking for the blessed hope. That's Titus 2:13, looking for the blessed hope. 2 points I want to share with you briefly today. Number one, let's share some facts to consider on Christ's return. And then secondly, let's look at some facts to consider on personal readiness for Christ's return. First of all, some facts that I want to share with you concerning Christ's return. And some of these we talked about yesterday, but I do want to review them. I mentioned yesterday that the Lord Jesus Himself predicted the rapture. He predicted that in John chapter 14 when He was speaking to His disciples, and He talked about the fact that He was going to leave them, but that He would come again. In verse 3 of John 14, Jesus says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." That's where the Lord Jesus is promising the second coming or the rapture. But you see, the fact that the rapture has been promised is emphasized many times throughout the Word of God. Let's turn to another one, and that's over in Acts chapter 1. Now remember, in Acts chapter 1, the Lord Jesus Christ was ascending up into heaven. He had just given the disciples that great commission to go into all the world, basically, and preach the gospel. But after He gave that great commission there in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. It says this beginning with verse 9 of Acts 1. "And when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner, even as ye have seen Him go into heaven." And so what we see there is the promise of Christ's second coming. As they saw Him go up into heaven in the rapture, He will also return from heaven as they saw him go up into heaven in his ascension, he will also return from heaven in the rapture. He was taken up in the clouds of the air, and he will come again in the clouds of the air. That's the promise, as it were, of the fact that Jesus Christ is coming again. Now, another point we need to recognize as we are talking about some facts to consider concerning Christ's return is the fact that he could return at any moment. That's what we call the imminent return of the Lord Jesus. We do not know when it's going to be, but it could be at any moment. There is not yet one thing biblically that needs to be fulfilled before the rapture occurs. And in James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, we find these words. It says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." And just like a farmer plants the seed and then waits for the rains to come so that that seed can grow and be harvested and has to be patient during that time, here we find that James is telling us to be patient, to be waiting for the coming of the Lord, because it could happen at any moment. It says there, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord." And then verse 8 says, "Be ye also patient, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." It could happen any moment. Let us be patient. And what that means is let's continue to serve the Lord faithfully until we see him face to face. But not only do we see the fact that Christ is coming again and that Christ's second coming could occur at any time, but we also need to keep in mind that Christ's coming is our blessed hope. I emphasized that yesterday, and I'm re-emphasizing it again today. That's what is told us in Titus chapter 2 and verse 13, where it says, "looking for that blessed hope." And it's referred to as a blessed hope simply because of the fact that the rapture is a source of great blessing. When Jesus Christ comes again, those who've gone on before us will have their spirit reunited with their body. They will come forth out of that grave, and then those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the air to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is certain something that we can anticipate. But now let's look at some facts to consider on personal readiness. The question that I have to you today is simply this: are you ready for that blessed hope? Are you ready for the rapture? Now, there are three steps to take to be ready. And listen to these carefully because they'll be brief. Number one, you can ready yourself for the rapture by being certain of your salvation. Make sure that you are saved. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, we find these very, very significant words in the Bible, the Word of God. It says, "Examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates." In other words, make certain that you take a look at your life to see that you are saved. Can you find a time in your life where, having realized that you are a sinner and Jesus is the only Savior, that you trusted him, that you called upon his name and asked him to save you? If you haven't, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus today and be ready for the rapture, because if you don't know Christ, when the rapture happens, you'll go into the great tribulation period, which is a time of trouble on the earth such as it has never seen before, and ultimately you will go into the eternal lake of fire. So make sure of your salvation. And then secondly, make sure or be certain of your sanctification. In other words, certainly sanctification is an interesting concept. The moment we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we are set apart unto God in what we call positional sanctification. But there is also something that we refer to as progressive sanctification. And that's the idea that day by day, we should be setting ourselves apart more and more unto the Lord Jesus. And yesterday I spoke with you from 1 John chapter 3, where it says in reference to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, in verse 3, that every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. The fact of the matter is, as we keep the reality of the second coming of Christ before us, it helps us in our progressive sanctification to keep ourselves spiritually pure, so that sin is something that is by far the exception rather than the rule in our lives. So be certain of your salvation, be certain of your sanctification, and then be certain of your service. Make sure that as a Christian, in light of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you are serving the Lord Jesus Christ every day of your life. The Apostle Paul brought forth this concept out in his own personal testimony in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, where he says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept my faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Paul knew that when Jesus Christ would appear, he would receive that reward, the crown of righteousness, simply because of the fact that he was living a life of service unto the Lord. So be certain of your salvation. Be certain of your sanctification. Be certain of your service, because one of these days, we will hear the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and Jesus will shout, "Come up hither," and we'll go to be with the Lord, that is, those of us who know Christ. Well, thank you so very, very much for joining me today. I trust that you'll be there by the radio tomorrow. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Indeed, the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.